This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our program subject for today is Hometown Hero Day, which is scheduled for this Saturday, May 23rd, in Burnsville. Our guest for the program, Lieutenant Colonel John Hogan, U.S. Army retired. He is the Senior Army Instructor for the Mountain Heritage High School JROTC program. We will get to the details of the event, which is coming up this Saturday, in just a couple of moments. But first, we want to ask you, sir, could you tell us, in your view, what is a hero?
What is a hero? Great question. Heroes are different things to different people. They are patriots. They're certainly citizens. They are servants for their country or their community. If you recall, last year's event was focused on military members of the Yancey County and Burnsville community. This year's heroes that we're going to celebrate are essentially first responders, fire, rescue, EMS, police, sheriff, even power and utilities.
Tell us about the program itself. What's going to happen this Saturday?
Well, as you know, this is our second celebration of Hometown Heroes. This Saturday, we're going to start with a parade, and that's going to include walkers and fire trucks, emergency vehicles, as we talked about, the type of first responders, as well as other community members are welcome to join in the parade. The lineup begins around 10 o'clock near the Yancey County Rescue Office. Parade begins at 11 o'clock and proceeds up to the town square itself. At the conclusion of the parade, there's going to be patriotic music playing, and that's Mountain Heritage High School's band is going to be providing that music for us. The national anthem will occur and the Pledge of Allegiance at 12 o'clock. Only additional part of the opening ceremony is going to be a flyover that we have of a World War II aircraft. That's going to be pretty exciting. And then following the opening ceremony, there'll be some brief remarks by our guest speaker.
And tell us who the guest speaker is going to be.
Well, we're lucky to have this gentleman with us. Actually, his name is Martin Lawing. He is a Burke County Deputy Sheriff and a tremendous hero. He was previous Army soldier in the 3rd Ranger Battalion, who was wounded in the line of duty as a sheriff and ended up, sadly, bound to a wheelchair. He's been undergoing physical therapy for some time, but a tremendous man, tremendously brave. I'm happy to tell you that he was voted by the National Deputy Sheriff's Association of Deputy of the Year.
Now, Hometown Hero Day, obviously, is a day that involves the entire community. It doesn't just happen by itself. Who's sponsoring the event?
Well, it's sponsored by the town of Burnsville, also the Sergeant E.L. Randolph Chapter 57 Disabled American Veterans, as well as the Yancey County Firefighter Association.
Again, that's coming up this Saturday, May 23rd. It starts at 11 o'clock with a parade, followed by the opening ceremony at noon, and, of course, the activities. There's lots of things going on that day. Food, fellowship, there will be a watermelon eating contest. Talk about a couple of the things that are going to be happening that day. That's for the whole family.
Granted that this event is designed to get the community involved and aware of the people that are out there acting as their heroes. But let's bring the kids out, too. Mm-hmm. So we have a watermelon eating contest, for example, and we've had some generous donations of the watermelon eating contest. There'll be food available, hamburgers, hot dogs, nachos, desserts, and the like. We have a gentleman coming up, Jim Gardner, who's going to be providing custom T-shirts. That'll be made right there on the spot, and you can have those specialized with your name or fire and rescue emblems or whatever have you, all available there on the town square during that Saturday event. We'll also have some exhibits, and the community is invited, in fact, to bring exhibits of their hometown heroes, whether they be military members or first responders, and they can display those photographs out for everyone else. You mentioned that there's going to be entertainment. Absolutely. We talked about the Mountain Heritage Band already. That's going to be there providing patriotic music and the service songs. But we also have some youth that's going to be there helping us, Noah Gavanis, Izzy Hilbert, and Saturday in the Park will also be playing, as well as the Appalachian Entertainment's student band called Black Wolf.
A lot of things for everybody.
Exactly.
This Saturday in Burnsville. You're with the Junior ROTC program at Mountain Heritage.
It's not my program. I would tell you that it is the kids' program. I have 100 and almost 110 students involved in the program this year, and I'm certain my numbers are going to go up for next year. They're wonderful kids. My job is easy. I'm essentially a cheerleader for the flag. My job is to motivate young people to be better citizens. And how I do that is basically giving them leadership opportunities in the class, providing them some adventure training and some public speaking skills. It's a wonderful program. It's the fourth year at Mountain Heritage for the program, and it's my second. So I like to consider myself a sophomore.
If a student or maybe a parent of a student at Mountain Heritage wants to talk to you about the JROTC program, you have a phone number they can use?
Absolutely. They can reach me at the high school at 682-6103 and ask for JROTC.
Our guest on today's edition of Community Close-Up has been Lieutenant Colonel John Hogan, U.S. Army retired, the senior Army instructor at Mountain Heritage High School and their JROTC program. We've been talking about Hometown Hero Day, coming up this Saturday, May 23rd in Burnsville. The festivities get started with a parade on West Main Street. That'll be at 11 o'clock and the opening ceremony at noon. This event is for the entire family. There's lots of food, lots of music, entertainment, and it's all for you. This year's emphasis will be on local emergency service providers, with each agency being recognized during the opening ceremony. Be sure you bring the entire family to Hometown Hero Day. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.